Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
All right, who are we going to call, John?
He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day, and at 641. Good morning, Doc.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
All right, you playing any golf this weekend?
I played yesterday with our good friend Larry Ryan, and we got 18 in just a little over 2 hours, so it was perfect.
That is good. Did you run?
Yeah, we had Mac caddying for us, so we were really moving pretty quickly.
Mac is this legend out at Butterfield who, you know, Doc is an ex-caddy himself. And Doc likes to torture Mac. He'll put, like, weights, you know, like a 10-pound dumbbells and things in the bag just to see if Mac will survive.
Mean. My cousin was a caddy at Butterfield. He always said nice things about Doc Most, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And, Doc, you caddied, and that led to you actually getting a paid education, didn't it?
Yeah, I was fortunate to get my Evans Scholarship after caddying at Butterfield. And my dad caddied at Butterfield, so it's kind of been a family thing now going on for a while.
The Evans Scholar Foundation, great if you're charitable and you want to help kids find their way. Pays for college tuitions every year at unbelievable numbers. Doesn't toot their own horn. We toot it for them. Dave, you had a thought? You look confused.
Can we go back to the two-hour, 18-hole round?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about it?
How do you?
They don't play well. They just play fast.
We played in 218.
Good for you.
Was this a foursome?
We started out four and ended up three.
Yeah, that's when the speed kicked in.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the positive side. Now you and Larry Ryan, we like Larry a lot. Larry's a friend, and he's a brilliant guy, but you have a long-standing streak of never qualifying for your club championship and embarrassing yourselves in tournaments. Will that continue this year?
Yes, it will.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
You know, Larry and I have been friends since grade school, and Larry was an Evans Scholar as well. And, yeah, he's a great banker. You know, he really does great work for MB, but our track record is not so stellar.
maybe he has an antibiotic resistance problem.
Well, you get in those tournaments, and they expect you to play in 4 hours, and Larry and I like playing in two.
Yeah, it's really not about the number. It's about how fast you can play.
That's right.
All right, so antibiotic resistance. You know, look, we all want antibiotics for everything, and the problem is the more we put out there and put out into the world and into the system, the more this resistance problem comes up. So let's pretend I'm not nearly as smart as I think I am. Explain this to me and why it matters.
Okay. So the simple thing about antibiotic resistance is bacteria are pretty smart. We fortunately, since 1928, Alexander Fleming gave us penicillin. But since that time, we've exposed bacteria to antibiotics. As they get smarter, as they mutate, the antibiotics stop working. So the problem is that now we're getting to a point where we have some bacteria that we don't have antibiotics for. And that's going to put us in a world of hurt. Some of the even more simpler ones, people have probably heard of MRSA. You know, we've talked about MRSA before. Methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. When I was a resident, we could treat Staph aureus infections with simple derivatives of penicillin, Keflex, Duracef. I mean, very easy drugs. They no longer work. Part of that is because of overuse of antibiotics. Part of it is because bacteria are getting smarter.
All right, so overuse of antibiotics does what? The bacteria recognizes them and beats them?
Correct. So what happens is you get an antibiotic when you don't need it. So next time you go in to your doctor with a cold or bronchitis, just think about this. You get an antibiotic because you hound the doctor and say, I really need this. This is the only thing that works. And the doctor says, I have six people waiting. I am not going to take 40 minutes to explain this to you. So unfortunately, we overuse antibiotics.
Okay.
So the bacteria get exposed to these drugs multiple times. What happens with viruses on day three or day four, like the doctor told you, you would be better. So what do? You stop taking the antibiotic. Now, any bacteria that were in your system that you killed off the weak ones, the strong ones are there to multiply. So we self-select the resistant bacteria by not completing our courses of antibiotics.
What do we need to fix this problem? Do we need better education? Do we need doctors to take the time to not prescribe? What do we need?
Yeah, well, we need both of those. We need better education and patients to realize that antibiotics are not the cure-all. We need to understand that colds are going to take you 7 days sometimes to go away, but they're going to go away, and just leave it alone right now and don't worry about taking the antibiotics. Unfortunately, we also now need a lot of new drugs in the antibiotic pipeline, which are not there because drug companies are businesses. They're looking for the drug that someone's going to take every day, like blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine, diabetes medicine. They're not looking for the drug that someone's going to take for 3 days or 5 days.
So we don't have the drug companies developing new strains, and I would assume these strains aren't that easy to develop. They take time, right?
Correct. Absolutely. They take time, and they take new science.
What sort of problem are we creating down the road? Doomsday this for me. How bad can it be?
Well, it can be fairly bad. I mean, in hospitals right now, if you ever visit someone in the hospital and you watch the healthcare workers, you know, they're washing their hands before they go in the room. They're washing their hands in front of the patient. They're washing their hands before they leave because some of these super infections end up in hospitals, and we want to take care of them and treat them as much as we can here. Unfortunately, MRSA used to be just in hospitals. Now it's everywhere. We get a skin infection in the office, chances are it's going to be MRSA, which 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we never would have thought that. We don't even use the same antibiotics now that we used 10 years ago on skin infections.
See, this is why we all need to learn how to wash our hands better, amongst other things. Here's what I want to do, Doc. Let's break for traffic. We come back. Andrea, will you be our scientific study person here?
Yeah. So, let's see. I have lavender Purell.
No. This is why you're perfect for this.
Okay.
I want you to take your phone.
Yes.
Go into the restroom.
Okay.
Call the hotline and have Doc talk you through washing your hands.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, a little washing your hands clinic.
Absolutely.
Live on the air.
I'll do it.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, impact every day. You know, Doc, we just hope that people listen to get something out of this show. The educational moments pop up at various times every morning, and I think this is one of them. You can help us learn how to wash our hands now.
I can.
All right, so you're going to lock that line in before I can pop Andrea on here. Let me know when you're ready. You know how to lock the phone in? How long have you been a producer here? Let me know when we're locked. Are we locked?
God, I hope you're not talking to me.
What are you saying to me? Hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out how to not hang up on you. All right, here we go. Andrea Darles joins us now from the bathroom. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
How are things in the restroom?
You know, the bathroom needs a little cleaning, I have to say. Must be the weekend people here.
All right, so Doc, take us through this. What does she need to do to properly wash her hands?
All right, I'm going to put you guys on speaker so I can do this.
Okay? All right, okay.
Right. So, Andrea, wash your hands like you normally would.
Okay. And tell us what you're doing.
Yep.
Okay, I'm putting on the equal amounts of hot water and cold water.
Okay.
And now I'm rinsing my hands off. Now I'm getting some soap from the hand-free dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Washing my hands. I think doing a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it under the water, and I'm done.
Okay. So, now, Doc, where did she screw up?
So if you just listen to what she said there.
Yeah. Huh?
And I don't know about you guys, but I was timing it because that's part of the issue here.
Yeah.
People wash your hands for about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Andrea washed your hands for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work. 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
20 seconds. Now.
20 seconds? I don't have that kind of time. 20 seconds is going to keep me healthy?
The other thing that's interesting is industries have made a big business out of this, right? We have germaphobes. She said she turned the handles on. There's a lot of places where people say, I'm not touching those handles. So they use their elbow, or now, you know, you wave your hand underneath to turn those on.
I actually have someone who travels with me to turn the faucets on.
Perfect.
All right. Andrea, what?
Also, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Andrea, now Doc's going to walk you through how you should do it.
Right.
All right. How I should do it. Okay.
Yep. Hot water more than cold water.
I'm ready.
All right. Hot water more than cold.
Okay.
Get the soap on your hands. Count to 20 as you're rubbing your hands under the water. Reapply the soap one more time, and then rub your hands to clean them or to rinse them.
Do, Do I do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or do I do the 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi?
No. I'd be happy with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to be honest with you, because most people, it's 1, 2, 3.
All right, so you're soaping up, you're lathering up. And by the way, if you're just turning this on, it does sound filthy. We're talking about our hands here. You're lathering up, and you're rinsing and repeating. More hot water than cold. How about do you have to go beyond your hands? Do you go up your arms? Do you go to the elbow?
Only if you're going into the operating room.
15, 19, 20.
All right.
Well, that seems like a long time, but studies have shown that people wash their hands anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds. And they really don't, it does not work. You need to do that. And a lot of people, when they wash their hands in public areas, they don't want to use the soap dispenser. They can't figure out how it is, so they just use water. So you figure it, you want soap and water for 20 seconds. Most people use water alone for 3 seconds.
So we would all be healthier if we heed this advice. Andrea, any other questions about washing and soaping?
Yeah, I have a problem. I can't get out of the bathroom because I don't want to touch the door that I just walked in.
Exactly. So that's a very interesting point. But one other point before, how did you dry your hands? With towels?
With a paper towel. Yeah, 2 paper towels.
So paper towels are actually fairly good. It's a more friction. It cleans the hands even better. Other people that use the air ones, the blowers, even the high-tech blowers, studies have shown that if you wash your hands for 3 seconds, you haven't taken any of the bacteria or viruses off your hand. Now you go to the blower, all you've done is push that material, push those bugs out into the air in some very great distances.
Oh, fantastic news. Yep. So you get
great.
Like that.
Now I'm stuck in the bathroom with them.
Yeah. All right, so Mary, could you go rescue Andrea because she doesn't want to touch the germy handle?
Well, that's it. A lot of people grab an extra towel to use that to open the door. I strongly recommend that, or push it open with your arm, you know, because insides of bathrooms are filthy.
That's why I have someone that I hired to walk around with me and touch door handles.
Yep.
So if she locked the door from the inside, she's going to be locked in, right?
So you
can't get it.
Are you advocating we leave her there?
I don't know. This isn't good. She doesn't want to be in that bathroom.
Hand washing in flu and cold season will decrease your chances of getting ill. That's all Doc's trying to tell you. So,
absolutely. Most people are going to get a couple of colds a year, and it's usually going to be anywhere from August till about now. And for those times, washing your hands is very important because influenza is around. A lot of viruses are around because we stay in. We're in tight quarters with each other. We spread these things around. So that's the most important time to wash your hands regularly.
Last question. Hand sanitizers. Andrea goes through 3 bottles of it a day.
I do.
Is it something that we use too much?
I personally think we do. Again, you can have resistance from bacteria from hand sanitizers. That's one of the biggest concerns that the CDC has. These are, the vast majority of them that really work well have high contents of alcohol, and the alcohol denatures the proteins in the bacteria and causes them to die. If we ever get to a point where they figured out how to be resistant to alcohol, we would be in a little bit of a problem.
Is organic ethanol alcohol?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, Andrea's has 119%. I think she's drinking it.
No, I'm not. Yes, it's lavender flavor, lavender smell.
Yeah, the smell is one thing. So look at the content. It's probably somewhere
62%
alcohol. The other thing is, if people really want to use them a lot, get one that has a lotion in it as well, because alcohol is very irritating to the hand. It dries out your hand. So if you're going to use a lot of it, try to find one with a lotion that's going to have a moisturizer in it as well, or your hands eventually are just going to be bloody.
All right. So don't ask for antibiotics every 10 minutes. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. 10 seconds, hot water more than cold. Rinse and repeat.
And stay away from the hand dryers if you can. Use towels.
This has been hugely helpful for me.
Tomorrow, Doc will tell us how to shower. Thank you, buddy.
I'm not volunteering for that.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
I was trying to get that done. Northwestern Medicine, impact every day. That's Dr. Kevin Most. Martin Kilcoyne, Big Shot TV and radio star from St. Louis, will tell you whether St. Louis Blues fans are ready to jump off the arch. We'll talk to him in 10 minutes on 720 WGN.